Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and an author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled Life in Abundance.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. I only read the last paragraph of the text for this day. The beginning of the gospel, and it continues with what I have read, is Jesus presenting himself really as the one through whom salvation comes. There are those who certainly were prophets before him, many true prophets, other false prophets, but in the end, he is the gate, the one that lets us in. But what is it he lets us in to? He says in the end, life in abundance. We can ask the question, why did Jesus come? Why did the Word become incarnate? And even in the scriptures themselves, we get different responses to that question. Even in the Gospel of John, the Gospel says elsewhere, Jesus did not come to condemn the world. And especially in St. Paul, we find texts where it's quite clear that Jesus came to save us from sin. But here and now in this text, if we say to Jesus, why did you come? He makes it quite clear, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Do you feel, as a baptized Christian, as a Catholic believer, that you have an abundance of life? If you think not, I would suggest that you think again, because in fact, you do. Let us ponder for a moment just that word life. Ordinarily, I suppose, we think of physical life. We live, we die, and perhaps we think not only of physical life and living well, but even striving to live better. But does that better mean having more things? Or does it mean being something more? What indeed is life? We can ponder it at several levels. There is, of course, physical life. And none of us wants to be debilitated in that regard. Disease is an awful thing. There's intellectual life. And, of course, we all desire also to be intellectually alert. We think and have the onset of dementia or something as a crippling of life. But there's also spiritual life. The deepest kind of life that there is. And it's in this arena that Jesus comes to offer us something in abundance. Yes, he heals physically, he challenges those to whom he came to rethink the scriptures with which they were familiar and interprets them again from his own understanding. But in the end, it's something more than simply healings or miracles or parables alone for which he came. He came and died there on the cross because he wanted to give us life. I would suggest for us that we think about that life as the gift of the Holy Spirit. For instance, when he was dying on the cross, his understanding was that if I don't go, the other advocate can't come. And although in this whole Easter season we ponder so much the risen Christ, understandably, the resurrection, it is equally during this Easter season, 50 days of celebrating that gift of the Holy Spirit. Our first reading during this Easter time is always from the Acts of the Apostles. And almost daily in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear, see what the Holy Spirit is doing, how the Holy Spirit has come, has been given, builds up the life of the church. That indeed that Holy Spirit is such a gift, the gift par excellence, that there would have been no resurrection. He was raised from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit. There would have been no incarnation. He was conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. His miracles and healings were performed through the power of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures, we would not have them if it were not for the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Spirit, the sacraments. All of this abundance is the work of the Holy Spirit. And each of us in baptism has been given that gift in order to empower us to love as God himself loved. Paul says to the Romans that that gift has been given to us so that we might love as God loves. Love has been poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So let's come back to the question again. Do you feel, sense that you have life in abundance? If we are aware of that gift, there could be nothing more abundant. In our creed, we speak about the Holy Spirit as the Lord and giver of life. In the Gospel of John, he also breathes on them and says, receive the holy breath, receive the Holy Spirit. This is the gift that the risen Christ, whom we celebrate during this Easter season, suffered and died in order that we might be given that gift in abundance. And that gift we have been given. So I came so that you might have life in abundance. I died so that I might, as raised from the dead, send from the Father that gift to you. We have that gift living within us, the life-giving Spirit. So let us have faith in that gift of love, that power, and believe indeed that we can do incredible things because it is now not I, but the Holy Spirit who lives and breathes and moves within me. Yes, Jesus came for many reasons, but one of the major reasons was that we might have that gift of the Holy Spirit. May that gift bless you throughout this Easter season.